Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila. Thank you very much for being here. 888-455-1360 is the phone number. Shifting gears one more time, let's talk about immigration just for a little bit. Immigration is going to be a hot political button for upcoming elections. Absolutely will be a hot political button, and this is going to be a divining rod for conservatives and the standard GOP and for the left side of the political campaign as well. This is going to be a big issue. Let's talk about the issue of immigration as realistically as we possibly can. One of the main reasons that I and many other conservatives are against an open-door policy for immigration is there's no control over who you allow into the country. We don't want an individual to come into this country and be free reign if they are carrying an infectious disease. That's an issue of security. We don't want somebody to come in that has smallpox. We don't want somebody to come in that has any of other communicable diseases. That is a real problem. Think about it from a terrorist standpoint, okay? What if an individual were to decide, you know, listen, these are individuals that have no compunction whatsoever about strapping on a suicide bomb and blowing themselves up in a public square. What if someone is infected with a highly contagious communicable disease? One that we have eradicated yet and are unprotected about. My previous example, smallpox. What would you say to an open border at that time? No, you have to close the border. That's a security issue. The other issue of unchecked immigration is cost. Now, let me see if I can express it a little better. Cost, as in undocumented individuals, illegal aliens, come into our country and they begin doing jobs that Americans, I know the excuse from the left is, well, it's jobs Americans won't do. Well, we can fix that too. I might get to that on this show, but probably not. I can fix that problem. I'm telling you, I can. But the illegals are coming in and costing us in unemployment. They are taking jobs away from American workers. They are coming in and receiving government benefits that are designed for American citizens in need. They are coming in and getting medical treatment, education, etc., etc. These are benefits and privileges of American citizenship, and it is costing us a ton of money. So, if it's costing us a ton of money, the question is, if we have 20 million undocumented workers, and illegal aliens is the right term, if we have 20 million illegals in our nation, how much is it costing us per illegal? Is it costing us $10,000? Is it costing us $20,000, $50,000, $100,000? What is the financial impact on our economy for each individual coming in? And then you start to think about it. Okay, let me throw this out there, and I'm pulling a number out of thin air. Let's say it costs $25,000 for an individual to be into the United States illegal. It costs you and I $25,000. Would you be willing, instead, if you could say to them, you cannot stay in the country, you have tried to come in, we've rounded you up, we're sending you back across the border, and to convince you not to come back, here's $10,000, $10,000. Go away and don't ever come back. Now, I know what you're saying. Oh, that's a great idea, but what's going to keep them from coming back to the trough several times? Well, the reason I bring this up is the Australian government under Prime Minister Abbott, this is exactly what they're doing. Now, it's a little different. Obviously, Australia does not have any land borders. Every one of their illegal immigrants comes aboard, usually comes to the island nation via a boat. And their laws, as far as immigration, are very similar to ours. If you're a refugee and you come into the nation, you can claim political asylum. There's some requirements there. But you land, you make it to shore, you get to claim political asylum, and then you are processed. And there are facilities in Australia where they are trying to sort through what is right, what is wrong, who they want to help, who they don't. They are processing. The government there has now begun offering asylum seekers $10,000 to say, we don't want you here. We do not want you to process and become an Australian citizen. We want you to go home. We do not want this influx of immigration. Goodbye. They are offering $10,000 to solve that problem. Now, we know if you followed Australia, they come up with some inventive ways, and they have a tendency to be very blunt in their verbiage. The High Court there, of course, is issuing a rebuke to the government's border protection policy, is what they're calling. They're striking it down, saying that they're refusing to issue permanent protection visa to boat arrivals who are forced found to be refugees. This is a court battle that is going to happen. But one I bring up as what if. We have a delicate problem here, one that is going to have to take a very creative set of solutions. My father, his idea, round them all up, ship them home. That's almost practically impossible. It's going to be impossible to round up 20 million individuals, men, women, and children, and send them back across the border. It's not going to solve the problem. So how do we get creative? That's one idea. We'll talk to you and see what ideas you may have to solve the problem when we get back. This is the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila, hour number one gone. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.